I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we'll head out to the guest line right now. Steelers coming off a tie to the Detroit Lions. They now go to L.A. this upcoming weekend with the battle Sunday Night Football against Justin Herbert and the Chargers. So we talked to linebacker for the Steelers, fresh off an 11-tackle performance. And that is Alex Highsmith. Alex, appreciate the time. How you been?
Hey. Yeah, thank you, Zach. Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. So something bugs me about last week. I'm a big proponent of never having an NFL game end in a tie. What's that feeling like when you go into the locker room after the game and you don't know if you won or lost a game? It's just a tie.
You know, it is a different feeling, and I'm with you. I feel like, you know, games need to be decided. You know, I feel like it looks weird to have a record with the extra, you know, with the extra one on it. So I feel like, you know, games need to be taken to another overtime if need be to decide a winner or a loser. So, but really the mindset of the locker room is really just to keep our heads up and just continue working. And so that's what we got to do. We know it could be better than we performed last week, and so we know it will be better. And so we know we got an exciting game and challenge up ahead of us against LA.
Does it at all feel like a loss when you tie a game?
Yes, because you didn't win the game, but we know that we can be better. And so, anything that's not a win, you know, is a loss. So we know that we can be better.
What's been the biggest point of emphasis this week? Cause you guys have a good defense. We know that, but last week the run defense wasn't where it should be against Detroit. Has the run defense been the biggest point of emphasis this week?
It has been, you know, especially last week, you know, the way that the performance that we had, you know, definitely wasn't our best performance. And so we just got to continue to be gap sound and just be able to tackle better. I know, you know, we were missing tackles, and so we just got to be able to run to the ball, and it really all starts with effort, you know, because the guys aren't getting to the ball or really making those effort plays, and that's when the big plays happen. Big plays happen, you know, missed assignments and missed tackles, and usually, you know, when someone misses a tackle, another guy needs to be there. And so that was just the emphasis this week, is just really running to the ball, you know, just playing a fundamental, doing your job defense.
Alex Highsmith here with us from the Steelers. So you guys got off to that 1-3 start, then you pulled off four wins in a row before the tie last week. What started to change with this team after what was a bad start, and then you guys rebounded a little bit?
I think we just, you know, settled down. You know, I think we tried not to get too down on ourselves, you know, because at that point we were 1-3, and so the easiest thing, you know, could have been able to just roll over and fold, but that we couldn't do that. And, you know, Coach Tomlin had a vision for us going into the bye week. Being 3-3, and that's a vision that he had, and that's a goal that we accomplished. And so, going into that, that's just the mindset that we had. Just getting to that bye week, just winning those next two games, and then, you know, we played a couple good games right after that, and just now this bye. And so, we're just trying to get back on that streak that we were on. And so, it just starts, you know, just doing our job and just making plays when they're supposed to be made. Really, and there's just those situational moments of the game. You know, that's really when the plays are weighted heavily. And so, we just got to continue to make those type of plays. You know, and whenever the games that we have lost, and we haven't made those plays in those crucial moments. And so that's just really what we're going to put an emphasis on, you know, for these games.
I'm still trying to figure out who you guys are as a football team. You're 5-3-1, so obviously you're still in it in a very tough division and also a very crowded AFC conference. You're in that locker room. You know that locker room. You know your teammates. You tell me who the Pittsburgh Steelers are.
Oh, we know what type of team we can be. We know that we have the team to make a run for the Super Bowl this year, and so we haven't played a complete game yet. And I feel like, you know, we're going to do that soon. And even though, you know, we didn't do that against the Lions, I felt like we put together a great week of practice this week. And so I'm looking forward to playing a great game this week against the Chargers. But we know what type of team we can be, and we know that we have the complete team to do it. And so we just got to continue to get better. I like to always say, just get 1% better every day and every week. And so that's just really the mindset that we have, is because we know, you know, the talent we have in our locker room. We know the players that we have. We know, you know, everyone that we have in our locker room. And so that's just really the mindset that we got to have, you know, going into these down, because the road gets really narrow starting November. And that's what Coach Tomlin always says. And so, you know, your best ball needs to start being played right now.
Alex Highsmith, what has Tomlin been like this week? I love Coach Tomlin, but I wonder what he's like coming off this tie.
He's still carried that same intensity and energy that he always brings. Ever since, you know, I became a Steeler last year, I've loved playing under Coach Tomlin. You know, he's a great coach, great leader, and he just always brings the energy and intensity, you know, to every meeting, to every practice, and that's what I love about him as a coach. He's a guy that is involved with all his players. He's a guy that just really wants the best out of you, and so I'm thankful to be able to have a coach like that who will, you know, call you out when you're wrong, but, you know, because he wants the best of you. And so, well, that's why this organization, the Steel organization, is such a great organization, because it's led by him. And so, but it's, I feel like it's been a great week of practice, like I said. And so, excited to see how, you know, it pays off on Sunday.
You had a really good career in college at Charlotte, and you just talked about it. You were drafted last year, third round, 102 overall. Last year with COVID, it was kind of very tough for everyone to adjust, especially the NFL, because a lot of stuff was virtual. Then you guys got in person. You know, games are getting moved around left and right. It was a miracle how the NFL got through a season. How do you look back at last season, and where do you feel like you're at this year now as things start to get back to normal?
Yeah, last season was definitely crazy. It definitely wasn't easy at all to learn and learn new plays on the playbook through Zoom. You know, I didn't end up getting to meet, you know, any of my teammates really till we had like a little June get together that we did as a defensive unit, but really just the whole team didn't get to get together with them until camp. And so that was the part that sucked about that, and just really just doing all those virtual meetings just wasn't the best way and the easiest way to learn. And so I'm thankful now that things are starting to return to normal, and especially, you know, being able to play in front of a lot of fans, especially at Heinz Field. You know, those fans are Steeler fans, you know, are the best in the nation. And so I honestly cannot wait to see them this Sunday, because I remember watching the Steelers-Chargers game a couple years ago and just seeing all the fans that were at that game. I know they're gonna turn out again. And so I feel like I've grown over the past year as a player, just IQ-wise and mentally, and just also taking a step, you know, physically as well. And so I just look forward to just continuing to improve every single week. And I know that the more I play, the more snaps I play, you know, the more I will improve.
How'd you wind up at Charlotte, by the way?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy story. So I was born and raised in Wilmington, North Carolina. Went to Eugene Ashley High School. It's a newer high school, and our rival high school in the area was Hoggard High School. Their head coach's name was Scott Braswell. Won a couple of state titles with them, and at the time, Coach Braswell's son, during my senior year, when I was looking at colleges and stuff like that, Coach Braswell's son, Scotty Braswell, he was a GA at Charlotte and at the time. And so Charlotte was never really looking at me too heavy, but since I had the connection with Coach Braswell, I just said, hey, you know, can I pass off my film to your son and see if he can pass on to Coach Lambert and the staff? And that's what he did. I got my shot. I ended up having one visit, and that was just to go to the spring game, not even really an official visit. And then I didn't even know I was going to be on the team until June. So I applied to Charlotte. That's the school that I wanted to go to because they had everything that I wanted to do for school. I was an exercise science kinesiology major, so they had a really good department there for that. But now knowing that I was going to be able to be a football player made it even better. And so ended up, you know, how I found out was that my dorm got changed. So originally I was going to room with three of my best friends from high school who were going there. But then I saw my dorm got changed to the football dorm, and that's when I knew that it was real. Didn't know when I was going to go in, and they told me that I was going to be a first day of school walk-on. And so I ended up walking on the first day of school and just made the most of my opportunity. You know, as soon as I got there, just wanted to be the best that I can be. I work everybody and just keep my head down and work, and I felt like that's what's got me to where I am today. So I'm thankful for that path that I've had. And, you know, if you ask me if I want to be a walk-on again, I'd say absolutely, because it's made me into the player and, you know, the person that I am today.
Yeah, that's a fascinating story as Alex Highsmith joins us from the Pittsburgh Steelers. So when did you know that, okay, not only could you have success in college, but you end up going from a walk-on to a third-round pick? You know, that's a pretty big jump. When did you realize that not only did you were going to have a successful career in college, but you were going to be an NFL player?
Yeah, I think it really became a reality for me after my junior year. My junior year, was my best out of my first 2 years in college. I didn't end up starting till my junior year. I had a really good offseason before my junior year that set up that good junior year. And I think it was, I'd say, kind of my coming out game was against the Tennessee. We played then. That was our Power 5 school we played on the year. And ended up in that game, I had 1.5 sacks and I think like 5 TFLs. And so I knew that I could play with, you know, SEC school and guys like that, that I know I could play with guys in the league. And so that after that, that year I made all conference with a couple other accolades. And so that's really when it opened for me, that it became a reality that I was going to be able to be in the NFL. And so, you know, I was just thankful to be able to go to a program like Charlotte, you know, and it's a small school. It's on the rise. But that's really after my junior year is when everything opened up for me. And so I just look forward, you know, just seeing more guys just continue to come out from Charlotte, and then just started continuing to talk to more scouts and stuff like that before my senior year. And you know, I had a good senior year, and now I'm with the best organization in the NFL.
What a wonderful story. Alex Highsmith here with us. So obviously COVID still exists, and a lot of people are still getting affected by it. It's not a surprise anymore when you find out someone has COVID, but it's still unfortunate. How did you guys find out about the Ben news last week? Because that kind of just came out of nowhere, you know, what, 72 hours before the game?
Yeah, it did. I just found out from a couple of teammates. But, you know, Coach Tomlin, you know, always preaches, you know, next man up mentality. And so, you know, I feel like Mason's going to do a good job last week. I feel like he's going to do a good job again if he has to go this week, you know, him or Dwayne. So that's just really the mindset that Coach Tomlin preaches for our team. That's what really the mindset that I had last year. When I replaced Bud when he went down last year. And so I just think that's what makes this organization such a good organization, because the standard is the standard. No matter who's in, you know, you got to be able to go out there and do what you do.
There were some negative reports out there about Dwayne Haskins before the game last week from NFL Network, that he was making some lazy throws, you know, doing warm-ups. He was also on his phone before the game. You give me your observations as a teammate of Dwayne Haskins on what he could bring to this football team.
I didn't hear anything about that, but, you know, I try to say that, you know, people are trying to make a story out of that, because ever since Dwayne's been here, he's worked his butt off. You know, he's worked his butt off, you know, every single day at practice and just waiting for his opportunity. And so I know that when he gets it, you know, he's going to capitalize on it. And so he's a guy that works hard. And so, you know, I really don't think that's true, that what was said about him.
All right, let's get to the Chargers here, Alex Highsmith. We know they have a talented team. They've been up and down as well. They got Herbert, Eckler, the two wide receivers. What do you view about this Chargers offense? What's been, like, the biggest point of emphasis leading into this one?
Yeah, it's a great team for sure. You know, it's led by you know, Justin Herbert, you know, great young rising quarterback in the league. You know, definitely coming up as one of the best in the league. And so it's just really going to start with getting after him, you know, because he's the guy who leads their offense. And just like you said, Eckler's a great back. Yeah, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, you know, out there at the receiver spot. And so I think it's just going to come down to just playing fundamental defense and just, you know, really getting after him. And also stopping the run as well. I know they're probably going to be looking at our tape from last week. And so we just got to be able to sit down on the run so that we can be able to get to him in the passing game.
Before we let you run, Alex Highsmith, going back to Ben, when you first met him, what do you remember about that first encounter? Because we know that's a 2-time Super Bowl champion, and a guy, whenever he calls it quits, is going to be going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, Ben's a legend. Just like you said, a Hall of Famer. He's an even better person than he is a football player. I'm thankful to, you know, have him as a quarterback of our team. And just growing up, you know, I was a Panthers fan growing up, but, you know, I always, you know, really liked Ben Roethlisberger and his game. But now meeting him in person and seeing the type of person that he is, you know, I just can't wait to see, you know, when that day is, when he gets inducted to the Hall of Fame. And so I still remember the first encounter that I had with him, you know, was at camp. You know, we were both in the hot tub, and, you know, he kind of asked me, you know, has it been everything you dreamed of so far? And, you know, that was kind of a really cool moment for me, just being able to talk with him and, you know, being able to interact with him in that way. And he's also, you know, asked me to do the team prayer this year for the games as well. And so that's really cool, you know, for him to ask me that as well. So, you know, I'm thankful. And that first moment was definitely very cool for sure.
You said you grew up as a Panthers fan. I know you're a professional now and you probably want to keep it all business-like. But it's got to be pretty cool, though, seeing Cam get back into the league, right, with the Panthers.
It is cool. It is cool. You know, like I said, growing up being a Panthers fan, I'm glad, you know, he's back there in Carolina, and so I know he's gonna be successful.
Well, Alex, continued success. We really enjoyed this conversation. Good luck this upcoming week. We'll do it again soon.
Yeah, thank you, Zach. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.